but take the liberty of continuing on written description to operative engagement, where I think, again, the failure of written description here illustrates so clearly how SSI rendered its patent invalid when it copied its claims to try and cover Medtronic's products. When Dr. Marnay applied for this patent, he expressed as its object an improvement on the prior art by, quote, minimizing the structural height of the intervertebral implant upon insertion. And the specification explained that this can be accomplished only with a device that has two plates that are flat and are designed to internest with each other for purposes of insertion between the vertebrae. And then a third piece, which it calls a pivot insert, that is then thrust in between the two plates once they are in place to provide operative engagement between the pivot insert and the upper part. Nowhere in the specification filed in the application, in the PCT application or the original national application, or even the column and a half of new material that was added years later in the specification, does the specification permit even the suggestion that it disclosed a two-piece device in which the upper plate and the lower plate do not nest with each other, the structural height is not minimized, and there is no pivot insert? To the contrary, the application goes out of its way to disparage that structure.
There's no pivot insert, but your product pivots.
Yes, our product.
The ball goes into the thing and it pivots all around, all three of the examples.
Exactly right. And we've lodged with the court the accused devices in this case, and you can readily see by reference to those devices, they pivot just like the embodiment of the 477 patent pivots. That is, the two pieces, the ball and socket joint, which was well known in the art, performs the function of operative engagement in our device, just as it did in the embodiment of the 477 patent, but there is no way that the top piece and the bottom piece can internest for purposes of insertion in order to accomplish the inventive aspect of this patent, which is to reduce the structural height of the device when it's inserted in between the patient's vertebrae. And in fact, in column one of the specification, this patent application disparages this very two-piece device that is ours and Dr. Marnay's ProDisc 1, which is the embodiment of the 477, by saying that, and I'm reading from column one, in two-piece intervertebral implants, difficulties arise because these parts can be inserted only by widening the intervertebral space greatly. Not only is this difficult, but it also presents the risk of injuries. And the inventive aspect of this entire application was the creation of a structure. And I did not lodge with the court the ProDisc 2, which is the embodiment of the Marnay 071, because we only have one copy, but the way it works, it's in the record, the way it works is you have two flat plates that when they, without the pivot insert, they have protrusions and recesses that match up, and so when it goes in between the spine, the vertebrae, it's very, very small. And as the 071 specification explains, there are holes in the end that are right next to each other when they're internested. And once it's in, you take a device that sticks into these holes and separates them out. And then this pivot insert is stuck in to provide the operative engagement. And so the failure, when they asked for a construction of operative engagement, we said to the judge, the only operative engagement that is disclosed in this specification is pivoting or operative engagement between the pivot insert once inserted and the top part of the lower part of the top plate. And if you construe operative engagement any more broadly than that, the patent will fail for lack of written description. Lack of written description precisely of the type this court identified in ICU and Tronzo and Gentry Gallery, where not only is there nothing, nothing in the specification that discloses a two-piece device other than to disparage it, but there is actual disparagement of operative engagement using anything other than the third piece, the rounded pivot insert.
Your time has expired. We've got any final quick point that you want to make?